for listening to Land Grant Holy Lands Uncut. I'm Thomas Costello. Uncut's a podcast that shares with you full audio from Buckeyes press conferences featuring players and coaches. In this episode, head coach Kevin McGuff, guard Taylor Mikesell, and forward Cody McMahon addressed the media following their 78-65 defeat to the number 6 Indiana Hoosiers in Bloomington, Indiana. Land Grant Holy Land was there, covering the match live from Assembly Hall. Head coach Kevin McGuff addresses a tough third quarter for Ohio State, a sold-out crowd at Indiana's Assembly Hall, and talks about Taylor Mikesell scoring her 2,000th NCAA point. McMahon and Mikesell discuss the lack of consistency for Ohio State across the four quarters, scoring only 6 points in that third quarter. That, plus an update on McMahon, who wore a boot following the game, plus Mikesell on her 2,000th point accomplishment. Before we get to the three Buckeyes, if you haven't already, subscribe to Land Grant and Holy Land on your favorite podcast platform. Not only will you hear football news and coverage, but more from the women and men's basketball teams.
All right, folks, thanks for sticking around for us. On the left here, we have Taylor Mikesell in the middle, Cody McMahon, and our head coach, Kevin McGuff. I also have some people on Zoom, so we're going to start with everything in person first, get all your questions out, and then we'll move to the Zoom questions if they have any additional ones. So we can start with Thomas.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate the time. Coach, can you talk through that third quarter?
Yeah, so it was, you know, not good, obviously, but Indiana played really well, I think, through that stretch, and we got some good shots early in the third quarter that didn't go in, but we didn't get back in transition, and then they turned us over and had pick sixes for easy baskets, and it really kind of snowballed on us, obviously. So, you know, it was disappointing because I thought we had played a pretty good first half to put ourselves in position right where we wanted to be, and then to come out and have that type of third quarter was certainly not ideal. But like I said, give Indiana credit. They played really well through that stretch.
Yeah, Coach, just wanted to get your thoughts on that atmosphere, 10,000 and change for a regular season game.
Yeah, it's great. I think Indiana has been obviously building on their fan base, and you know, each time we've come over the last couple of years, it's gotten bigger and bigger, which is awesome for them and for our league. I think if you look around the Big Ten in general, a lot of people's fan bases are really growing, which is fantastic for the Big Ten and for the young women in this conference to get to play in these type of environments.
Middle in the pink sweater.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach, what was your impression of Bjarne Garzon after seeing her play for the first time as a freshman?
Yeah, no, she's very talented. You know, I like her. She's got a combination of length and skill. She can shoot the ball extremely well. Seems like she has a really high basketball IQ as well. And so she certainly has a bright future here.
Yeah, if both players could address this, obviously this is you knew coming in this was going to be a tough week with the opponents. What do you feel like you take away, even though it was a tough week, from this and going forward in Big Ten?
I just feel like for us, we just kind of have to focus on staying consistent, especially playing like, you know, two big teams with great crowds, and you know, we're capable of doing so much. We just gotta, you know, stay the course and do what we do, and kind of just stay consistent throughout the whole 40-minute game.
Yeah, to kind of piggyback off what Cody said, just being more consistent. You know, it's the season's long, so, you know, you're going to go through some adversity, you're going to have some losses, but it's really how you bounce back. So looking forward to Purdue on Sunday.
And for Taylor and Cody, is there anything kind of positive you take from the three quarters where it was close, it was competitive, it was energetic?
Yeah, I think that we can play with anybody when we don't beat ourselves is the biggest takeaway.
Yeah, kind of what she said, you know. I feel like we're capable of playing anybody. We just, like we both said, got to stay consistent through it, so.
Overall, the strength of the Big Ten, are we looking at multiple Final Four contenders? We're looking at multiple Final Four teams likely. Kind of what do you think of the strength of the league?
Yeah, I think there's several teams in the league who, if they can get to be playing their best basketball down the stretch, you know, could make a deep run in the tournament and potentially all the way to Dallas. And so, it's as good as it's ever been. It's interesting, the talent level is really high, and if you look across the board, and we have like Taylor who used her COVID year, but there's a lot of like really upperclassmen who have great experience in different programs. Indiana is one, they've got some upperclassmen that have a lot of great experience, and so that's across the board in the Big Ten. And so, you know, it creates obviously a very competitive environment, which I think will be beneficial to everybody when it's all said and done. And, you know, we face some adversity this week, which is probably a good thing. You know, we need to really kind of find out who we are and get back to being, or I should say get back to being who we are. And we played two great teams this week, and we didn't play well enough, and they both deserved to beat us. And so we got to take that information, what we saw this week, and get back to practice and make sure we can get better and be at our best come March.
Cody, it was another game where you're attacking the basket a lot. You're really getting into the paint. You're making it difficult on the other team. You came in here wearing a boot. How was your foot doing? Are you feeling all right?
No, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah.
And then, Coach, I know the result isn't there, and also a question for you, Taylor, too. Taylor hits her 2,000th point. What is that? Even in a tough outing like this, what kind of accomplishment is that?
Yeah, really this incredible accomplishment from Taylor, and she's such a great player and has been such an incredible addition to our program. She's a great kid, a great leader, and especially in year two, she's really got, you know, really using her voice within the team to help our young people grow and get better. But, you know, to score 2,000 points in college basketball is very difficult, and she's done it at the highest level as well, so she's been facing really tough defenses night in, night out. So incredible accomplishment. But, you know, if you guys knew how hard she worked, it probably wouldn't surprise any of you.
Taylor, do you have any comment on
that? Oh, yeah, I think it's pretty cool. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want to come out with a win. So it doesn't really mean anything if you don't win the game.